No sense of staying inside because it's a beautiful morning. Oh no, Susan, let it be what it's going to be. Don't change because of me. I'll get some of that soup another time. Stick with your menu. Good morning. It's a beautiful morning. This is the host. I'm the host of your Why Struggle podcast. I'm Barbara J. Faison, and we're live doing our daily practice in our group, A Slice of Silence, your daily online practice. And we are gathering together. You will hear me talking to people live because we simulcast in the podcast as well as in our group. So, welcome. And there are comments going on, so I'm going to read some of the comments. Susan in our group is hosting a monthly silent tea and meditation ceremony. Rukama says it is beyond a wonderful experience. If you are in Georgia and go, you will be delighted. Absolutely. Absolutely. Wonderful. So we are here to do our practice, and we are here also to support each other. So if you have something going on, please do not hesitate to post it in the group. That's what we're here to do. You know, we're here to support each other and to let each other know what we have going on so we can support each other. So that is that. And we will get started. We started this week with a card that is Grace. Let that awe-inspiring sense of spirit fill you. And that is Grace, and Grace is with me all the time, and I am grateful for her company. And we're going to do our wisdom cards today from Louise Hay. I've been listening to some of the Hay House Summit. I don't know if anyone is listening. Hay House Summit. Hay House does a summit every year. It's usually for 2 weeks, and I like what they did this year. This year they have it where you can listen to all of the different tracks at any time after they open them. Usually in the past they've done one track. I think it's the whole month. It may be the whole month. They've normally done one track and then you couldn't listen after that week. But this time you can go back and listen to things from the first week, which I think is cool. So I've listened to a couple things. I was listening to Iyanla Van Zandt talk about relationships and it was quite enlightening. And I listened to someone talk about numerology. I'm not sure if you all do numerology or follow that. But I found out I am a life path 5, which I think I knew, I just didn't pay attention to. And it is the adventurous freedom seeker. Can I raise my feet too? Yeah, I am the adventurous freedom seeker. So that explains why it's hard to tie me down. But getting back on track, our card is I treat myself with unconditional love. I feel my heart opening and I know that there is room in there for me. I treat myself with unconditional love. I feel my heart opening and I know that there is room in there for me. I treat myself with unconditional love. I feel my heart opening and I know that there is room in there for me. That is what we will meditate on this morning. So welcome in. Our meditation will begin with this tone. I will guide you in and out of the meditation. I will ask you to keep your eyes closed until we open our eyes, and then we will meditate. It is called A Slice of Silence because at some time there will be a slice of silence where I will not be talking, and the only thing you will hear will be my room noise or background and your room noise or background wherever you are. And that gives us an opportunity to be completely in silence, where we're not listening to something that is being poured into our heads. So let's get ready. If you are seated, make sure that your back is flat and your body is upright but not uptight. Make sure that your feet are flat on the floor. And if you're lying down, just lay flat and enjoy. I thank you for being here. I'm grateful for your presence. I'm feeling so much better. It feels good to feel good. So let's continue to stay in that feeling good space. And before we start our meditation, let's just take a big stretch and just stretch open wide. And that's one way to just open your heart center. Just do a big open stretch. Apologies for the boobage. and just feel your shoulders come together, shoulder blades in the back, and do a round little circle. Yeah. And that's another way to just connect us with this heart space. The heart space is that loving, unconditional space that we want to be connected to. And anytime you need to connect with that, you can just tap in that space as well. It's just another way, or put your hand there. Anything to give you that intentional focus on your heart. Okay? So we will begin now. And let's get this party started. It's not that serious, y'all. It's not that serious. It's just meditation. Okay? All right, let's go. We begin by taking 3 deep breaths in from the bottom of our belly. And we hold for a brief moment and exhale with a loud sigh to get all of the air that's been sitting in our lungs overnight. So let's breathe in and out. Ah. Breathe in and out. Ah. Breathe in and out. Ah, and let's allow our eyes to close or gently lower, whatever is comfortable for you. And just begin to just be intentional with becoming present to this moment right here, this special time. Breathing in and breathing out with your own rhythm and pace and rate. You've given this time to yourself. Let's be here. Be here now. And just allowing your breath to deepen just a little bit more than it is, just a little bit deeper. Breathe in and out. Just continue to deepen your breath. And notice your body as you're deepening your breath. And be sure that you are placing your hand somewhere in your body to remind you of this beautiful vehicle that gets you around. Your hands could be in your heart space, your thighs. You could be holding your hands. It could be wherever you decide. And just give your body a little squeeze of appreciation. And just begin to think of all of the things you appreciate about yourself. Whether it's something physical like your smile, your lips, your eyes, your hair, or whether it's traits like being kind and loving, compassionate, gentle, strong. Just think about the things that you love about yourself. And allow those feelings to just well up inside of you. And we're just going to bask in that for a few minutes, just feeling all of the beautiful things about you. Feeling that love, that unconditional love for yourself. Oftentimes we feel it for others, be it a parent or a child or a sibling or a friend. We want to feel it for ourselves, to know who we are. And know what gifts we have and we bring. And just be in that basking, that feeling of just unconditional love. No conditions, just being. And we did list things that may feel conditional, and we still have unconditional love for ourselves. Knowing that we are a part of the divine here to do what it is we do every single day. We allow grace and love and ease to guide us, to lead us, and we are grateful for that unconditional love from the divine and ourself. And we just know that all is well, that we are competent and strong, and that we are loved, lovable, loving, and just feel that love welling up in our heart space. And with every breath, that love is just expanding and growing. With each breath, that love just grows beyond your physical body, beyond your room. It's growing beyond your physical location, your city, state, or country. Just feel that love expanding out into this universe and to the universes known and unknown. And we just allow that energy to sustain us as we move into our space of silence. We just rest in the knowing that we are loved, that we have the love we need to take into the world, to be the light that we came here to be, to bring light to places that need light, and to add light where there is already light. And we just sit in our space of silence and allow our light to nourish us, the silence to hold us like a container, to wrap around us as we sit and breathe. And I'll return shortly. Just breathe. I treat myself with unconditional love. I treat myself with unconditional love. I treat myself with unconditional love. Before we rub our hands together, I want us to say our name and I love you three times out loud. Barbara, I love you. Barbara, I love you. Barbara, I love you. Now, with your eyes still closed, rub your hands together. And let's place our hands over our eyes and get some energy in our eyes so we can go and see with a new vision. Let's take a deep breath in, breathe in, and out with a loud sigh. Open your eyes, release your hands. Move your body around. Get jiggy with it. Start moving around. Get some energy going. And let's do our thank you claps. Thank you, 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 thank you. And just a bow to everyone that is in their practice with us right now. We are grateful for your practice and your presence and just the commitment that you're making to tune in and give yourself and treat yourself that unconditional love. We'll be here tomorrow on the podcast. We thank you for joining us. Please spread the word. If you'd like to do a review, please do a review on whatever platform you listen and share the podcast. Again, get out in nature if you can and just marvel with Mother Nature, that is, and just be with the presence of nature when you can. And remember that it starts with you. It starts with me. One breath, one thought, one deed. Namaste and be well.